Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine Marie and Julie.
Hi, Julie.
Hello, Christine Marie.
Otherwise known as Mama, right?
Otherwise known as Mama.
Yeah.
You know, hey, everybody out there in podcast land.
Hi, guys. Hope you get all our Valentine's to you.
Happy Valentine's Day. We were sending you hugs and love and all good
and
kisses.
Some of you people actually got Valentine's Day.
Yes, you did. I only got one Valentine's Day.
From Debbie, from me.
No, I didn't get one thing from you.
Oh. On February 14th, when you woke up.
You said happy Valentine's
Day.
That's
why I said, would you be my Valentine?
Oh, sure. Got it.
And you just took that as like sarcastic.
No, I'm always your Valentine. Definitely. Definitely. I said yes. And
otherwise, it was State Farm.
That's right. Oh, that's right. They sent us a Valentine's Day card. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Yeah. Unless you are Shannon Doherty, then you feel like you're being screwed over by them. Do you know that story?
No.
Oh, so long story short, you know who Shannon Doherty is, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So she has cancer right now.
Still?
Yes, still. Oh. I get a stage 4.
Oh, no.
No one knows what that means anymore because back in the day, when you had those big numbers, you're like, oh my God, that's like 4 months to live. No. Mm-hmm. I mean, back in the day, HIV was like a death sentence. Now everybody's like,
now it's like
yeah, I'm non-detectable. I just take this little pill every single day and you can't even detect. I can live my life. I can live my life and screw like a rabbit.
I can still be me.
And still be me and nothing matters.
Or
and,
I can still be they.
Yes, whatever. Or me, you know,
cause or they.
Or you know, or however it is.
some conjugation that is plural.
I'm always appreciative and shocked at how sometimes I think the pharmaceutical companies screw us over. Thank you, opiates. And then it's like, what are you saying? In the 80s, it was a death sentence. Now you get to live a whole life and be, as long as you take this little pill, you are none.
Dan
and they
Savage.
cured hepatitis C. Hep C, that's cured now.
Yeah.
After taking pills for 12 weeks.
Psoriatic arthritis.
Cured.
Eczema.
Yeah, cured.
Oh. Migraines. That's what I wish. If I could have one thing.
But
migraine,
still, like,
because you get to have Botox for free.
Oh, for free.
Yeah.
It gets taken care of.
Yeah.
Why can't you just say you have migraines?
Migraines? I'm not a liar, Julie.
I know you're not.
Although,
lie to yourself.
That's the truth all the time.
there's varying degrees. So, anyway, I got a nice Valentine's Day card.
JCPenney's?
No. From my boyfriend's brother, Bob.
Aww.
I know. Aww. And it was, you know, one of those little Valentine's squares. And it said, you know, from, you know, to Julie from Bobby Cubs, because that's who he's a Cubs guy.
Yeah.
And I love it because he's spelled with a Z, Bobby Cubs.
Aww.
With a Z. And I'm like, yes. And I thought to myself, damn, that guy gave me a, you know,
so sweet.
It is sweet.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I didn't give him one. So now I feel like my brain is going, wait a minute.
Got to give him something back.
Well, yeah, but it's going to be awesome because I'm going to look at the great person because right now everything's like 50, 60% off. And I'm like, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make it like go to the extra mile.
Yeah,
like,
but he's not allowed to have anything but M&Ms, though, is he?
No, he can have whatever he wants. He loves M&Ms.
Right.
But he can have whatever he wants.
Oh.
Whatever I give him, he'll be like.
I love that dude because he gave you, for Christmas, he gave you Fannie Mae candies.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
And
one of those Yankee candles.
Every year he gives me the exact same thing. He gives everybody a Yankee candle. Yeah. The big ones, too.
Yeah, the $25 ones.
And I'm like, yes. Yes.
Thank
you, Bobby Cubs. And so I just felt like, oh, man, you know, I felt just a warm, warm thing.
Yeah.
And he always will have an elevated place in my heart.
Yes.
Because I remember when my dog died, Charlie Ray, the dog of my life, the dog of a lifetime.
The dog of a lifetime.
Really was the dog of a lifetime. Yeah. Yes, his sister was a little bit happier once he died for that year and a half that she lived. She was like, thank God he was taking out all the energy out of the whole room. You know, he goes, sometimes just can't help it. Just can't help it. You know, and I'm like, you're right. But he went out of his way to say sorry about your dog dying.
Yeah.
You know, in his way. Yeah. And I was like, oh, man. Yeah.
Yeah, he's sweet.
He was sweet, you know. And then, so I know that you got a Valentine's Day, an actual
one. I did. I got one from my Normano.
Yes, you did.
He was so proud that he came walking in from work at about 6 o'clock. He'd only been gone like 24 hours, 48 hours.
Right.
And he came walking in with this little present. He wrapped himself and a card in it.
Yes.
And the card was an actual real Valentine's Day card that was, it didn't have his usual rhymes.
Right.
Because his usual rhymes to me are always something like, you know, we got together, it was hot, and then our lives turned into
not.
And
we hoped you
now
forgot.
We struggled. What rhymes with struggle? Whatever. It's always really
and
sad.
And then it ends up being good again. And, and here's to the future.
Yeah.
Then we can turn full circle. Yeah.
This one, it was, he said that, oh, I met you at a smoker, which was true. It was a fraternity smoker.
Yep.
I met you at a smoker, and it was two or three other haiku lines.
Yeah.
And it ended up, and now you're my practical joker. Love, Norman. So, what could this be?
And the weird part is that was an actual card from Hallmark.
Yeah.
He actually bought that card. No,
he bought a card from Hallmark. Yeah, but that was actually what he wrote. And so I opened the gift up, and it was a Friars Club joke book.
That's
and
right.
He said, to my little joker.
Yeah.
So it was great to have an actual book on jokes.
And it was, it's 2000, by the way. It's full.
It's a huge book, but Friars Clubs are not known to be pure. They get bawdy.
They're a little roasty.
Definitely they're roasty.
Yeah.
So when I opened this book, it was astounding that it's in alphabetical order. Topics are.
Yes.
Like A, there's jokes on abortions.
Yeah.
There's M, marriages. W, weddings.
Yeah.
You know, D, divorces. You know,
virginity.
There's a whole lot of, on virginity, there was one joke. Do you remember
I saw this one. I thought it's an oldie but a goodie. So it's a couple just on their wedding night.
Yeah.
And the husband's like, honey. I go, are you ready for your first time? And then she's like, why do the guys always ask me that question?
I like Friars Club.
Boom, boom.
Yeah. I like the one where this one was something was under S for school. And the pretty homeroom teacher said, Billy, you know, your grades have been going down lately. What's going on? And Billy said, I just can't think. I have such a crush on you, Miss, I don't know, Topper or whatever her name is.
Miss Topper.
She goes, oh, Billy, that's so sweet. But, you know, I do want to get married and have, you know, sex one day. But I don't want a child. And he said, well, of course I'll use a rubber. Should we do ba-dum bump again?
Ba-dum bump. Yeah. Ba-dum bump. Okay, got it. That was good.
So that was my Valentine's.
Your forte in Friars Club jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're goodies. Oh, even the goodies, you know?
I am now going to be the, what's that one guy that does all the roasts?
John Ross. Ross. Something Ross.
Ross, yeah.
Ross something or something Ross.
Yeah, I'm going to be that guy now.
Yeah.
He's kind of scary anyway.
Well, I heard he's like the sweetest guy in the world.
He just comes across as so scary.
And kind of slimy.
Like he would do a porn movie.
Yeah, kind of like the Ron Jeremy
of
roasting.
Roasting.
And yet I heard that Ron Jeremy is the sweetest guy in the world.
I did not hear that.
Well, you know who I heard that from?
No.
When I remember when he was on Big Brother or maybe that MTV version of Big Brother.
Yeah.
And he was in the same episodes or same season with, Jim Baker's first wife, Tammy Lee.
Oh, Tammy Faye?
Tammy Faye. Not Tommy Lee. Not Tammy Lee. Now, that would have been a match made in heaven.
I heard Tommy Lee was the sweetest guy in the world.
Yes. And then, and he was so kind to her and like always like giving her his hand and, you know, like lifting, you know, just bit real kind to her.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that we saw all, you know, here's the thing. The producers try and edit into
a story. Yes.
Yeah. And so we're only seeing 1 minute of a, you know, of 30 days, right?
We get it, Jill.
So you get an idea of like what this storyline is.
Right.
Listen, I have several storylines running throughout my course of my day.
You sure do.
And some of them are horror stories. We were meditating a day. You and I were. Can we do everything together? It's a little weird. A little gray garden, but our gray garden is much more colorful than gray. It's very colorful. It's a rainbow.
Yes, a rainbow garden.
And what was coming to me, you know, Sam Harris, thank you, but were all these post-apocalyptic scenarios. Mm-hmm. Scenes from The Walking Dead, mm-hmm. scenes from War of Worlds.
This is in your meditation.
This is my meditation.
Oh, good.
And I go back to the breath.
Always go back to
the breath.
Thinking
of Jim Baker's food that we've bought, you know, in tubs that will last 25 years.
Yeah.
He was brought up this week on one of the Joe Rogan episodes I listened to, mm-hmm. and then again, I'm always shocked when he brings up Jim Baker. Because he was talking about, he goes, yeah, do you have food? You know, like Jim Baker, that preacher dude, he sells all the time. And like, he sells it in a way that you could take this bucket of food, put a tablecloth over it, and now it's a table.
That's so true.
And so you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about storing it.
No.
Because it's actual functioning pieces of
table. And also, too, you may just decide to open it up and have a mashed potato party.
I mean, think about how much money you're going to save
as
that if for one whole year you ate a bucket of food.
Yeah, one bucket of food.
It was $400. It's $40. Yeah. You're like, oh, God.
Yeah. And it's so delicious.
And then you're just like, I want to die. I really want to die. That's what they don't talk about. Is that the end when things go that awry? And maybe I'm embracing death, you know?
I mean, you're absolutely right. These survivalists, they never talk about like, you go, like, dude, what if? Let me just ask you, what if you didn't have to do all this?
Right.
You didn't have to, like, we have a couple people in our complex that have buried stuff all over the complex.
Yes.
So that in the apocalyptic end times, they got their food, they got their arsenal, you know. I mean, what if, dude, you just went gracefully into that great good night?
Right.
What if you just
What if? I mean, I think about how I'd want to go during those times. And I think that, you know, possibly, you know, near the garage, car turned on, slowly falling asleep. Mm. That might not be horrible.
But, I mean, you'd have to have a little bit of gasoline.
I would want to save a little gas.
Got to save some gas.
See, I don't have a gun, per se.
No.
What
does per se mean?
I've got
We have a 3D imaging machine.
I have a nail gun. I have a nail gun.
That
and I have
be
a
painful.
BB gun.
Yeah, those that would be painful.
Exactly.
The guy would go, just shoot me. I got 100 nails in me, and I'm pierced with BBs.
Yeah.
Nailed
it.
Oh, yeah.
Nailed it.
As opposed to failed it.
Yeah, failed it, nailed it. Yeah, those things, you're just going, you know.
We almost, speaking of, you know, end times, we almost went to, we were going to invite Gregorio and to Rockford with us to do Axe Marks the Spot.
Yes, axe throwing.
We were going to be doing axe throwing.
Yes.
That's kind of cool.
Very cool. I like it a lot.
We could have done that for Valentine's Day.
We could have, but they only opened at 4 o'clock.
Yeah,
and we're like,
what kind of people have hours like that? We don't open till 4, and we're closed at 8.
Yeah,
And if you're gonna do your axe throwing, you gotta do it between those hours.
How many axes
do they have too that you get to throw?
Maybe
how
three
many
at
axes?
Time, and you gotta pull them off the thing and start.
You gotta
again.
Walk back yourself, or do they
it's
have
not
somebody?
That far? Because I mean, my God, you couldn't. How far can you really throw an axe, Mom?
How far can it? How much?
How far can I get a Julie throw an axe?
How much wood can a woodchuck chuck?
I'm thinking 10 feet.
Got it.
I'm just guessing.
With my shoulder, probably like 2 feet.
So I wanted to invite Doug to do this. Mm-hmm. I was like, this would be a great Valentine's Day present. Whoa!
Yeah, and then he reminded me,
like, Julie, don't be a moron.
He fell
stupid
on, he
girl.
Fell on the ice and he broke his something or other, meniscus. I don't know.
Elbow. The muscle was torn from, or some ligament was torn from the bone. Yeah. And it's still in
but the truth is, we don't care anymore.
Truth is, I don't care. And also, I said, this is what doctor told you? He goes, no, I read my portal.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh. And people, I said, bye.
People don't read your portals anymore. No, just don't
portal
do it.
Reading is not appropriate.
I'm just saying, though, because really, if a sane person read their portal, I mean, it would not have caused the 4 months of trauma that we've been going through.
I also know this, that portals were designed for billing.
Yes.
So somebody has to justify why this test was run.
Yeah.
And, you know, Doug had an expensive MRI done, probably cost about $4,000 to $5,000. And I only know this because when I was going to get my MRI for my Lyme disease in my brain, I failed the first time because I didn't know what it was going to be. They were going to shove you in this tube.
Yeah, you didn't know.
I didn't know.
You failed it.
And they said, listen, we're going to give you two times. And if you can't do it, we'll have your doctor give you some anti-anxiety medicine. Yeah.
But and did they? I think they did, didn't they?
Yeah, but I can't do it a third time because I'll have to charge you. And it's like $10,000.
Yeah.
I'm like, and I was like, what? $10,000?
Give me the Xanax.
I go, stop the test now. Give me the meds. I go, can you just knock me out? And like, no, I can't knock you out. You don't want that. Mm-hmm. I go, I do too. I was shocked. I did. I would have bet $1 million. Maybe if I did bet $1 million, I would have gotten through it.
Yeah. Everybody has a price, Julie.
Exactly.
What is your price?
What was my price? And then I got through. So here's some. If you're looking at getting an MRI and you're going into those tubes.
Okay. Just in case. Hold on, people. This is a
hack
little
one. Here's a hack. For your life, definitely make sure that your doctor gives you these three little pills. They're anti-anxiety. Some I don't know what they're called. But you have to take one like 2 hours before the test.
They're just like Xanax or Valium.
Yeah, and then 1 hour and half hour for the test. Okay, that's great. Mm-hmm. Second of all, do not open your eyes ever. Just commit that you are going to have your eyes closed before you go into the tube. And you will not open them. And you will tell the guy, goes, listen, I'm going to have my eyes closed the entire time. And you are going to imagine yourself on a wild mushroom trip. And you were going to ask him to play music because my guy played music. And
what kind of music?
It was a local radio station. So at that
time. You had
to
hear commercials?
I had to hear commercials.
What?
But it was fine because it kind of connected. But it was lots of 70s and 80s stuff.
Okay.
So it was wild. It was fun. But I just chose I was not going to open my eyes ever. And you're not going to open your eyes. You're going to take your three little pills. And you're going to get on the table. And you're going to see that the room is big and spacious. And you're going to close your eyes. And you're going to commit to not open your eyes until you slide back out. Now it's an electronic thing, so they slide you in, they slide you back out, and then you open your eyes and you realize it's big and spacious again. And because what you do realize, if you do decide to open your eyes into the tube is literally a coffin with less room. It is horrible, horrible, horrible. So, but don't do that. Take your three little pills. Have a wild mushroom ride.
One pill makes you happy.
And I have done enough meditation in my life.
Makes you small.
And light body work that I have been on some wild rides. Yes, thank you.
Well, does anybody ever think that this song and the commercial for a Caribbean cruise
is appropriate?
Does not go together?
It doesn't, but yet it is the only commercial I remember. So bravo.
Caribbean Cruises.
Caribbean Cruise and their marketing staff.
Yeah.
Because
it does not compute.
No.
Does not compute.
No.
What is a rabbit hole that you want us to go down?
Oh my God, the rabbit hole of cruising.
Yeah.
And if you saw some of the documentaries that we've seen on cruising, you're going,
As that you just are in a giant toilet.
Yes, exactly. and I tell you, we live an hour and 40 minutes, hour and a half from Chicago,
mm-hmm.
you know, on good roads, right? You just hop on the highway, it's right there. Mm-hmm. We're probably an hour away or 40 minutes away from like active suburban life, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There is nothing that we couldn't do 40 minutes away that we could do on a cruise.
Right.
There's just nothing.
Except eat 7 times a day.
You know, and I hear people talk about it like, oh my God, the food is so amazing to eat all the time. Like, truly, I could eat 7 times a day at my house. I don't care.
Well, you were telling me, Julie had to go all the way into the downtown Chicago, yes. like downtown Chicago, yes. because she needed to, she's experiencing, she needed to take a truck back into the rail yards.
Yeah, our and job is going into an interesting phase right now.
Yeah, we're no longer just sticking around Joliet, because we moved, the job was initially in Rochelle, which was like right around the corner.
Right.
Then it moved to Joliet, a little farther away. Now we're into the city. And so Julie was in the city yesterday.
Yes.
And trying to find these rail yards that are all over, really, but they're in the city. And
they're
you're
in the city.
53-foot trailer.
Yeah.
But you called me and you went, Mama, I'm on the street that it's unbelievable, Mama. There's a real Krispy Kreme donut, and it's got a warm sign on it.
It's flashing. And then it's flashing.
And there was a. And then you said there was a. Right next to it, there's a real Fannie Mae store.
Yeah.
What? Fannie Mae candy? They went, you know, like, how did that happen?
And then you
and
asked
then an
me.
Italian beef. It oh, said one.
Voted number one.
In Chicago, yeah, 10 years
the original,
in a row.
Yeah.
And then there was a Lou Malnati's. And Jill's like, Mama, we don't need to go in a hotel anywhere. All we got to do is make it into the city.
Yeah.
We can have the best food crawl ever.
Well, and now, I mean, because the truth is, like, we have a Portillo's and a Lou Malnati's pizza in Rockford now.
Right.
Those things used to be these odd occurrences, and yeah. it's like, oh, once you have them, you feel
to get a Lou Malnati.
And but now, because they're only 30 minutes away from us, right, or 40 right. minutes, it's nothing.
Yeah,
I'm not. Yeah. When I have
you
it, I'm
go to
not.
Portillo's?
So,
I don't know.
Yeah, they're good, and they never taste as good as before.
As you imagine it.
I know. What's that about? Oh well. So anyway, I will express to all the truckers out there my dissatisfaction with Google Apps, Google Maps, or so forth.
Tell me why.
So
Julie.
Okay, first
are you talking about Google Apps?
Google Apps and the map one specifically. Mm-hmm. Well, first off,
the Google App map. The Google Map.
I don't know where it says that you have to be. There's a semi route, that you know, truck route.
That's, you know what? That's more money, though.
They want more money for that.
They want like $500 a year for Google Map apps for trucks.
And it's really bad.
Yeah.
And I refuse, because once you know a location, you shouldn't have to pay every time, you know?
And once you realize that truckers are nothing but getting scammed by the system.
And you just feel like there's a Little John song called Bend Over and Let Your Hands Touch, or Let Your Elbows Touch Your Knees.
Yeah. Little John.
Bend over. Let your elbows touch your knees.
Hey, wasn't it Little Wayne, though? No, was it Little John that was unmasked on the Masked Singer?
Little Wayne. Little John is not, no, it was
no,
not him.
Okay, it was Little Wayne.
Little Wayne.
We should talk about that, too, later.
Okay,
on.
We will. Okay, so anyway, I feel like that.
I
feel like my elbows touched my knees.
Yeah.
And so, first off, they told me you're at your location, you're at your designated location, and I go, well, that's wonderful, because there is no entrance where you gave me to this railroad yard, mm-hmm. and now I'm in the middle of the city with a 53-foot trailer, mm-hmm. trying to figure out how to get inside this thing.
So are you following the blue dot? Is that what?
No, I'm however the girl tells me where to go, I'm going.
Got it. You've arrived at your destination, Julie.
I go, sure I did, liar. So then, luckily, I go, okay, well, I had read enough on the website to know that that the entrance is on Western Avenue, not Columbus. Mm-hmm. And that's where they had left me. So I turned onto Western and followed. I could see the railroad yard.
Oh,
I'm like,
God. In
eventually.
In a 53-foot semi
yes.
in the city.
And you're just like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Screw you all, people. Yeah. Screw you all. And then.
So you make it to the place.
I make it to the place. And then I skip, there's a lot of hellish stuff going on there. First, it was a new place. So the first thing they say is, you must check in at the registration. And I'm like, okay. But when I come in, I can't see where the registration's at. And the reason why is because the registration building is being blocked by containers. It's literally unseeable.
I find that so fascinating.
And then here's the fascinating part.
And they were like, stupid girl.
Yeah.
Can't you see the trailer?
It's right to your left. I go, no, it's not. And they would say it's to your right. And some people say it's to your left. Mm-hmm. And depending on where you're standing, right. It is to the right or left of this place. And so I'm not lying when I said it probably cost me over an hour and a half to find this building.
No, I know it did, yeah.
I had to ask several people who told me different responses, people who worked there. One guy was waiting for a trailer to flip, and he was a trucker. And I said, oh, just by chance, would you know, I've been here since 6 a.m. waiting for a trailer flip. I'm like, holy cow, that cannot happen for me.
That's not going to happen here.
That's not going to happen here. Yeah. I'm going to just keep bugging the shit out of people.
That's the thing. There are some truckers that they say their piece and then they wait.
Yeah.
But we are not like that.
No.
If we do not hear in 10 minutes, we're going to bug you again.
Yeah.
And we're going to bug you again.
Yeah.
Until you actually do something for us.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how we roll.
Yeah. And then this one guy goes, I think I see a lot of truckers go to the TDA. I'm like, TDA, Truck Drivers Assistance.
Of course.
Why wouldn't that be it?
Of course a city rail yard would have a TDA because they think so highly of our truck drivers.
Yes.
Then we go, well, of course we need to have a TDA building.
Yes.
A Truck Drivers Assistance. Like,
yes. No. It says, first off, I get to it, it says closed. I'm like,
that makes more sense.
What? And then then at this point I'm calling. And I said, I am in your yard and I have been told to go to get some assistance, but I have asked people. No one is telling me where to go. I can't find it.
And you were talking to a lady.
I said, I do my self-defacing thing. I feel like a moron here. I don't know what's going on. And she goes, it's literally right as you come into the building, into the yard, right to your left.
Right to your left?
No. She said, exactly. First she said it was to your right. And then said it was to your left. And I'm like, okay. So then I drive to the place where I entered. Mm-hmm. And I call her back. I said, I am so sorry. I am right here looking right now at the in gate.
And I hear, if you told me what she says is, okay, honey, let me get up off my chair. I'll go look out the window and see if I can see you.
That's what she said. Because I can't see you.
I can't see you.
No, she was looking at the cameras because she was. I finally did make it to the driver's assistance building, and she wasn't in it. It was a guy, so she must have been in some other facility. Let me look at my cameras and see. I go. I am literally right by the. You know, I can. They're right there. I can see the in gate. And she goes, just start driving towards the in gate. You'll see it. And I go, okay. I go, but it says do not enter. She goes, don't worry about that. Drive into the end gate.
Don't worry about the sign that says do not enter.
So that was one of my problems.
The city, yeah.
That was one of my problems.
You were trying to obey the rules.
I was trying to obey the rules. I said, do not enter. I go, well, I can't enter with my semi in the wrong direction.
Of
How
course.
Am I going to get around?
You must.
So I chose to just say, screw it. We'll
and you
figure
entered
it out.
It.
I entered in. And then I
know between all these stacks of containers.
Yeah, I know there's a little road between these stacks of containers. And I turn, and sure enough, there it is.
A little trailer.
Little trailer. And then I walk up to the door, to the trailer, and it says, this is not the driver's entrance. This is the employee entrance. Go around to the back. I'm like, oh, could you just make my life more miserable? And so I get in there, and it's a guy. And I'm telling him my story, and he could give a shit. Mm-hmm. But he's like, give me your CDL. I'm like, okay, which is my license. Give him my license. And he gives me, and then he goes, okay. And he's like shaking his head. No. I'm like, you don't look like you're having a good day, sir. You look like you're having a, you know, what's going on? I'm not having a good
day.
That's
Julie.
Yeah.
You're like, care for the feelings of others.
Mostly, just don't take it out on me.
Yeah.
I really don't want you to.
No, I get that. You look like you're having a bad day, sir. Can I bake you a cookie?
Yeah, I can.
I do have some homemade cookies.
I'm sending
in the truck.
You blessings right now, sir, so that you stop. I mean, you're getting paid for this time. I go, I'm not. At every moment that you're not doing your job is literally decreasing my pay because I don't get paid by the hour.
Yeah.
You know, he gets paid by the hour. Mm-hmm. I don't. And so everything that he does wrong or slowly or could care less costs me money.
He doesn't care.
He does not care.
Because you know why?
He can't care.
Here's the thing. It's the kick the cat theory.
Yeah.
You know, you take it at work. You did it. And finally come home and you kick your cat.
Yes.
Because you can.
Because you can.
You couldn't kick anybody else all during the day.
Yeah.
And see, that dude there, he can kick you.
Well, like
that's how low down on the totem pole you are.
Exactly. There you go. And so finally he asked me a question. Do you need a lot number? You know, and I go, a lot location. I go, well, yeah, I'll take a lot location.
Yeah.
Because I need an empty trailer.
Yeah.
And he goes, well, what's your trailer number? I go, I don't have one. I have an empty trailer code. He's like, oh, well, give me that. And then he gave me a list of 30 or 40 empty trailers that he has that I could pick from.
Mm-hmm. Oh, lucky you.
Yeah. And I decide.
That's only another 5 hours.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. And so I decide. And at this point, I have not seen any place where I've been over this yard. Not a very big yard comparatively. I have not seen any semi being worked on. So what I'm deciding at this moment is that it is best for me to find the diamond.
A pristine trailer.
In the list of this 50 trailers. Yeah. Than it is to find one that's almost perfect.
Because what Julie is trying to say is that usually if you they give you a trailer and there's something wrong with it, like the tire's not full or a light's not on, there's a place that you have to take it inside the
yard.
And
they'll fix it.
And they'll fix it.
And if it's not a big dealio, I'll have it fixed.
It's closed on Saturdays.
Or I just can't find one. I don't know where the guys are at. Who cares, right? So I start going down my list. And I'm in these near where I'm in a smaller lot where there's 5 rows. And there's like literally 10 to 12 trailers potentially in these 5 rows. There must be 150 trailers here, but there's 12 I could possibly take. Go to each one. One had a big gaping hole in it. Initially, though, I thought this was one I could go for. I had the tires look good. I could open the doors. I could get my light cord was working. And I looked around like going, son of a bitch, there's a big light cord. I mean, there's a big gaping hole. I'm like, how come I didn't see that beginning? And then, sometime the tires were low. I called Dad. I said, Dad, I got a trailer that's just basically good enough. And but there's 2 lights missing. What would you do? I get another trailer. And I think I remember I said, am I on speakerphone?
You did say that.
And then you're like,
you knew by this time after like
you didn't
want to
hear
calls,
it.
I didn't want to hear
and
it.
And I'm like, why are you putting me on speakerphone, Father? Well, I mean, you know, at this point, Mom's like, if I hear Julie's voice one more time, it's better for you to go in and handle this.
It really would have been.
And it's not, though. You've let that go.
As far as I'm concerned, it would have been. But as far as Dad's concerned, he's still happy.
Yeah, he's still happy. Yeah. And so, and he's like, no, I wouldn't take it. I'm like, okay, got it. And so finally, the last trailer I look at, because why would I look at other ones after this? And I go, I thought to myself, another criteria I had decided on was if the trailer wasn't covered in snow, I had a better chance of it being okay.
Right. Good thinking.
Yes. It was totally wrong thinking.
Oh, really?
Because the trailer I ended up that was pristine was snow covered. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, you know what? Screw it. If I blow snow down the road for a while, it'll eventually get blown off.
Yeah.
And
some people would call blowing snow something else.
Exactly. I've tried. I've wanted to try. I think sometimes I wonder if the only regret I will have on my deathbed is that I wasn't more into drugs.
Yeah.
I mean, do you ever wonder that?
That you would have tried some stuff.
Yeah. Or like what if I just would have been a wine drinker? I would have just not needed sugar as much or mm-hmm. not have been... my life would have been more successful
right.
if I just would have microdosed LSD. Yeah,
exactly.
What if? What if I just would have been slightly happier?
Yeah.
I mean,
I totally agree with that, honestly.
So I don't, and the problem is.
I mean, like if you had done something psychedelic that you saw that the world was, all an illusion and you could just be happy because it's all full of bullshit.
Yeah.
And you just went through your day like, I'm happy.
And I know that to be true
anyway.
And
when you said to the guy, sir, you look like you're having a bad day. What can I do for you?
I've got some LSD in my cab, sir. Would you like some?
If you had some mushrooms. Big pot.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm just curious if that's one of my bigger regrets,
Is it?
It could be. It
you
is
just
now.
Don't know yet.
Well, because of the fact that I do a little semi-driving on the side, I feel like if anything happened and I had gotten tested, and even if it wasn't my fault.
That's going to be the first thing a cop's going to say if you have something go down on your semi.
Yeah.
Let's test Julie for drugs. This girl.
This girl looks like she's on something. This middle-aged woman.
She's on something.
She's got to be doing something.
Bring the drug testing in.
Possibly.
Well, I feel like I earned my keep. Dad was coming back from La Crosse, Wisconsin, and he calls and he said, oh, I blew out a tire. Mm. And usually that's not horrible if it's a trailer tire.
Right.
But it wasn't. It was one of our, that wasn't a steering, it was a drive
driving tire.
Tire,
which just means that it's in the back, not in the front.
Yeah, and we have super singles. And so he wanted a number of pumps, which they're all over this area, pumps tire. And so the guy goes, "Ah, I'm going to come out. You might, I'll bring you a used tire and a used rim," because mm-hmm. Dad had driven a little bit on the rim. And so he comes out 45 minutes to an hour later, and he just goes, "Ah, it's too dangerous on this where you're parked. I'm leaving."
Yeah.
So then Dad calls back, and we go, "Let's try a TA." Mm-hmm. And we called them, and they said they'd be out in an hour with a used rim. And uh-huh. And I said, "Norm, if it really is, you know, where your danger is at," I go, "why not unhook the semi and drive to a little place if you can where it's a little safer?"
Yeah.
And he went, "Light bulb.
Light bulb.
Light bulb." And he did that. And because I suggested that, this guy was able to put a used tire on and the new rim all in one pretty quick. And it was only, what, $700 later?
Yeah, $700 later.
Yeah, it's just $700 later.
with the fuel price, we might have broken even on that trip. Might have. I don't know.
We were just gone for 24 hours for free.
Exactly. So those are.
But here's the thing, though. Would you see why we're happy?
Yeah.
Because it could have been a lot worse. It
could have been a hell of a lot worse.
It has been.
And it has
been. It has been a time.
That's the thing. When you go, this was bad. It could have been worse. It's a win.
It's a win.
I mean, exactly. Well, you know, going back to my Google app, you know, so I'm pulling out and I need to go home back to Rochelle, drop the truck off. And so I plug in the app. And because there's no maps anymore, I never know where I'm at in the world anymore. I used to love and savor looking at maps.
I do, too.
You know, I only see the vision of a 2-inch thing. I'm like, where the hell is it?
Find out where you're at in the world.
And so I plug in, I want to go to Rochelle. And so it shows me, like, I make a left as I'm leaving the railroad. I'm like, great, I'll make a left, get going. First thing it says is, rerouting. Now make a U-turn. I'm like, you mother of a bitch.
Oh, no.
I'm in a 53-foot trailer. There are no U-turns going to be happening.
In the city, make a U-turn with a... Sure.
So I immediately call Father.
Again.
I said, "You're going to have to help me real quick." I go, "I cannot." I
No, you said, "Stay with me."
"Stay with me." He goes, "What's going on?" I go, my map quest is telling me, or Google Maps is telling me to make a U-turn. Do I make a left or a right onto Western, Southwestern? He goes, "Make a right onto Western." I'm like, okay, great. So I made a right onto Western. And he goes, "You're going to take that all the way." He goes, "Okay, great. My map's now telling me to turn on 85th Street. Do not turn on 85th Street. Do not. Go all the way to 91st Street. I'm like, okay. I go, "Can you just stay with me, man? Just stay with me. Just stay with me." And at this point, I'm realizing I'm in the right-hand lane, which is horrible to be in the right-hand lane in the city because there's just cars parked.
Oh, my God.
And you know there's going to be a guy that's going to fucking just open his car door. Sure.
They don't care at all.
They don't care.
They're hoping it.
And so, right. And so then luckily, when I'm turning right on 91st Street, it's a 4-lane road, which is great. So there is barely enough room for me to do my turn. And I'm like, okay, great. This is good. And then he's like, this is gonna drop you right on a 294, the expressway. I'm like, okay. And I'm like, great. What were you doing, Dad, during this time? He goes, "Well, I was talking to your brother, but we hung up." I'm like, oh, well, apologize for me, but thank you for hanging on with me. I really needed your support. And he goes, "No worries. I'm glad we got through this." Because what happens is you get so screwed up and so turned around, and then you got this person yelling at you on, you know, your Google Maps saying, "Make a U-turn, turn now. And you want to say, "Lady, every road says no trucks." Mm-hmm. "I can't go down this path that you want to take me." Mm-hmm. It's a trip, not just less
some
traveled.
Pills make you happy. Yeah. You know, it's interesting because you're saying apps. And, you know, some, like our app for Sam Harris has been wonderful for us.
Yes.
The idea of just meditating every day and doing conscious. And then I heard that there's a new app that they're somehow mapping the dimensions. The scientists are able to map the dimensions of the brain.
They're saying there's 11 dimensions of the brain.
So far. That they're able to map on these apps.
Pretty amazing. Because the people that talk about these interesting apps,
they're
really afraid of artificial intelligence because they feel like, what's the point? What are we doing? What are we afraid of?
They're fearful of what the AI can do.
Right.
And Julie, it was so funny because about 2 days before we had heard this, you were listening to Dan Savage.
Yes.
And you pulled over the side of the road.
I did. I literally pulled over.
And you said, you turned off Dan for a second. And he said, yes. Oh my God, Mom, I have the perfect
yes.
idea for an app.
I don't think it was Dan Savage. I think I was listening to, at that point, Adam Carolla talking to Trisha Paytas.
Paytas.
Which I had never heard
right.
of.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I had never heard her before.
Yeah.
And I guess she's an internet sensation.
She's an internet, YouTube, internet
yeah,
sensation.
Yeah, TikTok, YouTube sensation.
TikTok, fans only fans.
Yeah, and none of these words I know, by the way.
And she's like 31 years old, but she's been famous since she's been 18 or
yes.
something like that.
And she's famous for being famous, basically.
Yeah. And one of those people. So Julie pulls over the side of the road. I'm like, what's going on?
And she's very open sexually.
Yeah.
To the point where she doesn't come across judgy or...
No.
Or like she'll take your man.
No.
She comes across really
just
like...
being like... Think of being really, really open sexually and then times that by 100.
And then going, she's almost such a caricature of who a real person is that yeah, I'm not...
That's okay.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Like she's not
it's
real.
It's okay because she's not real.
Right.
Yeah.
And...
Somehow it's otherworldly.
But she talks openly about just everything, right?
And anything.
Yeah.
But anyway, so you pulled over.
Yes.
And you were trying to tell me that you had this perfect idea because of Trisha Paytas.
I did. I still think it's a great idea.
An idea for an app. I go, what is it? I mean, let's write it down. And you said, you have to, first of all, buy a dildo, I think you said.
Yes.
Which I thought was interesting.
Well, I have to create one with electronic signals.
Yes. It would be like creating a dildo or a kind of a penis-shaped dildo.
Yes.
And that... The app would
By the way, we're going to be talking about sex right now, people. So if you don't want to hear about this, turn us off for a little
well,
while.
This was your idea. It wasn't mine.
The app is my idea. I think it's a million dollar app.
Are you going to, what if somebody takes it now that we're going to tell it? Are you going to
do please.
It?
Oh, please. Listen, bourbon is a billion dollar idea. And there's tons of people making bourbon.
I see. Oh, so you're saying if there's more room than one app for this idea.
I totally think there is.
So you get your penis-shaped dildo.
Yes.
And it has electronic sensors in it.
Yes.
And somehow it's rigged up to an app.
Yes.
And then you're supposed to, male or female, they practice.
Yes. The art.
The art of oral sex.
Fellatio.
On this thing.
Yes.
Is it really fellatio, though?
Isn't it fellatio?
I mean, is that what it's called if you're doing it, is it?
I don't know. Let's say oral sex. Okay.
No, okay. I'm just saying if I always thought of fellatio as if you're doing it to a girl, but you could be doing it to anybody.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm not sure.
I don't either.
I don't know anymore.
Nor do I care.
Okay. But anyway, these sensors were going to provide feedback
yes.
into telling you how to get better and better and better
yes.
at oral sex.
Right.
And that was your idea.
That was my idea because yeah. what came to me at that exact same moment, remember that karaoke machine we used to have? I don't know what it was called.
Yeah.
And we used to sing songs yeah. on it. And the video game yeah. would give you points on how close to the tune you got to
yeah,
it. Like,
yeah.
are you on?
Yeah, and also would show you like, you
are you
to
off
go
pitch
up
or up
or
down?
Lower. Yeah. yeah, exactly. So it was like a feedback
app. Thing.
Feedback app.
And so this would give you feedback and how to perform better.
Yes. And better.
Yeah. And better and better. Yeah. Now, I'm just talking
But you were presuming that the app would, that the electronic sensors would be able to tell you
well, here's,
what's great oral sex.
I think this is where we'd have to, first off, get a lot of data.
Yes.
Okay. I'm not sure how we collect the data.
Just make sure it's you're collecting the data.
I think here's how I'm going to do this scientifically. I'm just going to throw out ideas. So here's how I'm suggesting we collect data. If it hasn't already been collected somewhere else on how to, you know, what men would tell women or men would tell men, here's how to have, you know, to do it well. Because Trisha was saying that she... First off, is so good she can do it for hours upon hours.
She said, I'd like to do it for about 3 hours at a time.
And I'm just thinking, honey, you're not that good if you have to do it for 3 hours.
She said that she does it for 3 hours because it gives her her jaw and her cheeks a structured look
yes.
that she likes, kind of that sunken in look.
Yes.
Otherwise, she would have more chipmunk cheeks.
Right, because she's very, she's soft.
Yeah.
She's not overweight.
No, she's zaftig.
I mean, you know, she's what?
Zaftig.
Zaftig. Never heard that word before.
Alexa, define zaftig.
Alexa, define zaftig.
The adjective zaftig is usually defined as of a woman.
Let's see. Oh, a pleasant. Or, yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
I like, she is pleasantly.
Pleasantly plump figure.
Yeah, and I wouldn't
remember when the old days, the people go, oh, she's pleasantly plump.
Yeah. I never hear that term anymore.
Oh, you never? That now.
But she talks about it, and like, she's just soft in all the right areas, and she likes to wear, like, she was being interviewed. Basically, yeah, she just all has of that. Yeah. And I, she's such a caricature that I found her to be very charming.
Yeah.
Obviously, the world can't be full of women like her.
No.
It would be crazy.
Yeah. She the girls like her and the boys like her.
Yeah, that's a weird combination.
Yeah, because usually if the boys like you, the girls hate you,
right?
And vice versa, if the girls like you,
right?
Like, you know, the girls always go, "Oh, I got my best friend for you," you know, and the guy's going, "Oh, no, I know what that means."
Exactly.
Good personality.
Exactly.
But the idea you would collect the data from her.
Well, no, I think. The way to do it more precisely, you'd have to have volunteers, and you'd have to have sensors. You'd have to have them. Listen,
wait, are you saying the sensors, like the CBS sensors that we're gonna say have? Like,
so no. You'd have sensors.
They're like place, electronic sensors.
Like, yeah, you know, like when you get your like a MRI, I don't know, like a
EKG.
Yeah. So you put these sensors on, and they'd be numbered, and. What
oh,
or something like that
it, yeah
or what you just I'm just literally figuring this out as I'm talking to you,
right,
okay? I haven't thought it through too much,
right? I can tell.
So the guy would have sensors on his thingy-majiggy, and he would have a matching thingy-majiggy in his hand, and when he felt what then somebody would perform on him.
But
now, hold on. Just have
okay,
a minute.
The sensors,
and then,
all right.
And then as he was going, okay, he would then tell the, like, he would just say, yes, that's good. Yes, that's good. Yes, that's good. Yes.
No.
And then the computer would then decipher with all this data, could then tell what a good process was. And I'll tell you how I know this.
When I go in for my eye exam,
because I had the Lyme disease, and I had a blind spot. Yes. I throw me stuff onto my eye, and I'm supposed to then push a button every time I think I see something. And sometimes I think it's there, but I don't see it, so I don't push the button. And the computer is so good, it knows, like, oh yeah, okay, got it. And like, I either have a blind spot or I don't have a blind spot. And that, but the computer does all that work for you. So we would just have guys, you know, push down a button like, that feels good, that feels good, not so good, that feels good.
Chilled.
No? How would we get the data?
I just don't think the guy pushing a button when it feels good. I think you've seen those like crowns of electrodes on their heads.
Yes.
I think that's more, because I don't think, like, if it, you know,
okay,
guy pushing a button. First of all, the sensors on the penis don't make any sense to me. I just don't even get
okay,
that.
All right. Well, then how would we get the data for it?
I'm saying.
Okay, tell me.
You put something over their heads. Like,
yes.
That measures,
oh, I see.
Like,
you're
a
really
pleasure.
Registering pleasure.
Yeah.
Like when, and
some
like,
things light up in the brain that are good. As opposed to, you know, like.
And then when we see fireworks go off in their brain, we're like going, mark that down.
Yeah.
That's good.
Something like that.
I see what you're saying. You're right. It needs to be more scientific than just a guy pushing down like, this feels good. This feels good. But I want to tell Trisha.
When you leave, you can't even get out because of the line of the volunteer lines is so big.
No. I don't know why my phone just acted up asking me for a web search. That's
really?
Weird. That's crazy.
See, that's nuts. That's
see,
wild.
They're always listening. They're always listening.
Everybody's always listening.
I was unfortunately listening to an Adam Carolla today. It was a classic. And unfortunately, it was kind of interesting. They were talking about, Trump, at this time, running for president, primaries, and he was doing a Twitter questionnaire. You're like, hey, ask me your questions on Twitter. And
Trump was?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
And I don't know who the guest was. Mm-hmm. This is a classic Carolla. Uh-huh. And the guy goes, I mean, he knows he's not going to win. You know, it's all publicity. And Adam's like, you know, I don't know. I don't know why people say this. He goes, I'll listen to a lot of talk radio. And he goes, you'll have some guy goes, he knows he's not going to win. I don't even know. You know, it's just all for publicity. And then someone will say, you know, he's leading in the polls. Why do you think he's not going to win? Because he's, you know, of course he's not going to win. He's just, you know, and I'm like, that's right, President Trump, you're not going to win. You know? And it was... And it was a hubris of people mm-hmm. who just thought,
yeah, how could we?
How could we?
Yeah.
I literally heard today, literally,
literally,
that Bloomberg wants to have Vice President Hillary Clinton as his running mate.
Oh, hello.
And I thought, you've got to be kidding me.
Kiss of death.
Do you just want to hand the presidency over to Trump again? Which, honestly,
would that be funny?
The way I feel about it all, yeah. I'm like, I don't care. I mean...
Yeah, we got to stay out of it.
Got to stay out of it. Make your world a better world.
The only thing I liked was when I heard that the possibility of Buttigieg.
Yeah.
Because I would like... I think that would be a fun...
Yeah.
A fun thing to watch.
Yeah.
Because... I'd like to dare President Trump to, like, go down that, oh, you're so gay.
Yeah.
Oh, you're so gay. Because, I mean, he can do Sanders. I think Sanders will get chopped up.
I think
Trump.
We're done with older
Pocahontas.
People. I mean, like.
I know. I hate to say that, but.
Well, no, because they're done.
I want some young.
Well, I mean, we're looking at people who are in their 80s almost. They'll be in their 80s.
Yeah.
Which I'm all for, too. Yeah. I mean, also,
I mean,
honestly.
The idea that you got some wisdom and
all
that stuff.
Yeah, I'm all for that. I'm not judging that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you guys have lost a couple of times. I like Yang. But you know why? Because he's giving me ideas.
Yeah.
Like new ideas. He goes, how are we going to pay for healthcare? Or how are we pay for this $1,000 a month?
Tech.
They take all your information and they're making billions
and
off of it.
Selling it. They should give some of that.
They should just
give
a little bit of away. And you're like, tech, right. You're so fucking right. My life is driven by tech right now. And it shouldn't be. And they're making pennies off of everything I effing do. Mm. You know, it would be okay if they said, okay, maybe we should just give a little bit back, you know?
Yeah.
Excuse me. I mean, Amazon right now, Bezos, dude, he just literally bought 2 Beverly Hills estates, I think close to $250 million, you know, so he can build his mansion.
His compound.
For him and his former talk show girl or whatever she is. Yeah. I wonder what his wife thinks about all this stuff.
I'm sure she doesn't care.
At this moment, she's like,
I'm the second richest woman in the world.
Or,
I don't care.
Or I am the richest woman in the world.
I don't know. I wouldn't care.
I mean, at some point, she probably was heartbroken for a split second.
For just a split second.
And then she's like,
I'll be fine. All you got to do is look at that guy.
Yeah.
I just got to look at him.
And you're like,
it's only about the money.
But it wasn't when they got married and had kids. Mm-hmm. I mean, it wasn't, right? Mm-hmm. They were married for a long time. And mm-hmm. she probably really had to work 4 jobs while he started Amazon selling mm-hmm. books. Mm-hmm. And
the truth is, you know, Amazon didn't make it for a long time.
I know.
They were like, well, Amazon, really?
What?
And then all of a sudden one day, boom.
Something happened and became more than books.
You know, the post office is like kind of like a dinosaur, right?
Mm-hmm.
You kind
of
think like, you know, oh, it's going to come by the post office like snail mail or or whatever, you know. But in our lives, not our circle, but maybe 2 circles out, the post office did something good.
You know what?
I'm going to reference a Nigerian prince.
Okay. I like it because I'm all for giving people good props when something good happens.
Yeah. And in our circle, about 2 circles out of the target, I would say there's a woman who is she's known to be kind of crazy.
Yeah.
But she lives her life. She does her shit and everything. And somehow, though, she always attracts money.
Yes.
We can't figure it out.
No, I mean,
but she's
exactly.
always getting money. And not just small chunks of money.
No.
She always gets like big chunks of money.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so she got a big chunk of money recently. And she was scheduled, and she did give a Nigerian prince this money because he needed it to do something or other,
mm-hmm.
and he was going to give it back to her times 10.
Right.
Something like
yes.
that.
Yes.
And we all knew that she shouldn't do it, but
right.
none of us could stop her.
Right.
Because she's a free agent.
Yes.
She's not locked up or
anything. No. She's got her faculties for the most part.
For the most part.
Power on.
Oh, how interesting.
Yeah, go for it. Okay.
So anyway, we just found out, though, that she sent the money and all this stuff to the Nigerian prince. And the post office, some good-hearted soul,
yes,
said, this does not look right.
Right.
You know, why?
Because she's kind of known around town. Like, yes, everybody knows her. So yeah, we all kind of...
Because we have a small town.
Yeah. We all kind of keep an eye out for her.
Yeah. So if she's, like, kind of walking,
yeah,
and it's a we know it's far away from her home, people will pick her up.
Yes.
And take her home.
Yes.
That's, you know, that's just, yeah, what we do. And so somehow, yeah, some person in the post office said, this doesn't look right.
Yeah.
And called the cops.
Yeah.
And then the cops got involved.
Yep.
And said, this is a scam.
Yep.
And, you know, and we are taking this money and giving it back to you because this is a known scam.
Yes.
And so
and I,
the post office saved the day.
But I want to say, I'm always, I tell you what, I'm not a Republican for some reasons. But one reason was back in the day, I'm not sure if it's still in the day, back in the day, they wanted to get rid of the post office. Mm-hmm. And I always felt like, screw you. It's one of the one things that works well. Mm-hmm. And it works better than most people realize.
Yeah.
And it's the one thing that keeps community going. Like,
yeah,
like if you get your mail every day and, yeah, someone goes, the postwoman or a man goes,
right,
wait a minute, she hasn't picked up her mail in weeks.
Right. Well, that's maybe we a little, should, that's maybe a little we should, long.
Oh, yeah. How about a week?
Yeah.
We should knock on the door.
Yeah.
They do. Oh, like.
The cat ate her face.
Yeah, the cat ate her face. Yeah. But otherwise, she'd be there for months upon months upon months. Yeah. Now she's just there for a week. And the cat got adapted to a nice family. Got adopted out to a nice family.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Like, I love the fact that we're ending on a kitty joke.
Yeah.
Kitty cat thing. Meow, 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 meow. That's the only food where the cats ask for it by name. And that's the commercial.
Exactly.
Meow mix.
Meow
it's
mix.
It's the only food that the cat asks for it by name.
You know what? I heard that just recently in, yeah, a commercial.
Yeah.
And I thought,
you got to think about it a little bit.
I go, oh, come. That's, you're right. Can't debate it.
No.
Can't debate it.
When you're right, you're right.
So, girlfriend, how's the show?
It was great.
It was great.